Today is one of the questions from our listeners. If you would love to submit a topic to Love Hour, just email me, kevonstage@gmail.com. You can do Dear Kevin List. You could just say, I want to talk about this. But email me, kevonstage@gmail.com, if you would love to do a topic. Okay. The question today comes from one of our loyal listeners on the podcast. And it says, good evening. Do spouses need to share everything, or can they keep some parts of their life private? For example, does my spouse need to know I sometimes take a few hours off work early to get my hair done or go to the mall alone? Does a person have to make their life an open book just because they're married? Also, how can a person maintain some individuality while married? It's cool to be a we, but how does a person maintain their me?
So you
want to
start, or you want me to start?
You start.
You always like me to start.
I do. I want to get you going. Get you going early.
Okay, so the question is,
Do spouses
need to share everything, or can they keep parts of their life private? It's a whole lot, and that is a really, really good question.
Let's just take it piece by piece.
Yeah, it's a lot of good stuff in there, and I feel kind of two ways about this question, because I kind of struggle with the me versus we thing, myself. This is why I hate starting, because when I start, I feel like I have so many thoughts going
just
through my mind.
Just one thought. Okay. Grab it and toss it out into the atmosphere.
Okay, so the first part, do I think that you can keep some stuff private in your marriage? And I feel like that answer is a yes and a no. Okay, so what I mean by that, can you have, like, you don't want to lose yourself in a marriage. You don't want to lose your individuality in a marriage where I lose, I've talked about this, but where you lose Melissa, the person that I was before I became, before I said I do. Melissa, the person I was before I had kids. You don't want to lose that person. So that part of you, you want to hold on to, if that makes sense, as far as the private part is concerned. However, to say that you have a whole part of your life that your spouse does not know about, I don't think that's okay. Right?
Yeah.
Am I making sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me if I'm making sense. It's weird because you guys aren't there and I usually can judge people's like faces. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, that was good. Who said that?
You can have privacy but not secrecy.
And I think that's exactly what I'm trying to say. I don't think that there should be parts of your life that are like secret. Yes, that was a good word. parts of your life that are secret that your spouse just has no idea about. I don't think that's okay. Somebody said we're two become one. So yeah, I don't believe that there are parts of your life that should be, they are just totally unaware of. I do not think that that's okay. However, you don't want to lose who you are in your relationship. And I think that's actually the hard part. I think a lot of times, especially as women, we take on the role of wife, we take on the role of mother, of coworker, of all these different parts, and then you lose you.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times what happens is, and I've seen this happen so many times in relationships, you've been married for 25, 35 years, and all of a sudden you're looking in the mirror and you're like, I don't like who I've become because I don't know who I am. I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have done that. And I used to like this, but I stopped doing it because I got married. And I wanted to pursue this, but I stopped because I had a baby. So you lose all of that because you're sacrificing it in the name of your relationship, in the name of your marriage, in the name of your kids, all these different things. And I think that's the part that we struggle with. Again, I've talked about this once before on the podcast, that was something I struggled with, you know, when Kev was, you know, really developing this brand of Kev on Stage. It took me a little while to kind of figure out, well, what do I want to do? What am I interested in? How do I fit in this picture?
Yeah, I think that, I don't want to say disclaimer, but distinction. Secrecy and privacy.
Yeah, that was on point. Thank you.
Yeah, because I don't know, like, so in the question she said, does my husband need to know I took a couple hours off early and got my hair done? Would you tell me if you're like, hey, I'm just gonna?
I would, but see, that's the part I don't get that part. I feel like that's kind of a, I don't know, it's a strange example. Are you not telling him because of the money? Like, why aren't you telling him? Are you just telling him because I want to be like this part of me that he doesn't know about it? I just want to hold on to this. This is me. This is my own business. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't understand that. When I get my hair done, yes, you know about it. I just feel like that's kind of a weird thing to be like, does he really need to know that? Well, why, if it's that minor, why wouldn't he know?
Yeah. Yes, the answer is this is going to be on YouTube. Everything we put on our podcast is always on SoundCloud, I iTunes, now Periscope, and YouTube. Jay said he's going to see the hair when he gets home anyway.
Right.
I'm trying to think of an example of anything that I keep, like, well, let's talk about individuality, for example.
Okay.
Like, I go to work, on Tuesdays at work, we play basketball. So that's a part of my life that, I mean, you're not coming to hoop with us right. at work. So I don't, but I tell you though.
That's what I'm saying. I guess someone said too, you got to understand the motive. And I think that's the important part of the motive behind, is it the money part of it?
Right.
Is it, why would you not tell your spouse? I don't know. To me, it seems very minor. You're just getting your hair done.
So is there anything in your work, not necessarily for you, but in a marriage where you think it's like, how about this? Girls' night out.
Yes.
Okay, so if you're saying, Kev, I'm going girls' night out, is it important that you tell me exactly what you guys are doing for girls' night out?
If I know and I'm like intentionally deciding not to tell you, then again, I have to check my motive. Why? Why am I not telling you?
Right.
But if it's just, again, if it's just, you know about we're going out, but the details you don't know about, if you don't care and they're just like, we haven't decided, then I don't think that's a big deal. But if the next day you ask me and I'm still trying to like withhold that information, I need to ask myself why.
Yeah, because I probably would be mad. I'm jealous more than most people are. So if you were like, oh, yeah, we just, you know, me and the girls doing girl stuff. Yeah. Oh, how was it? Oh, it was cool. Mm-hmm. You're like, well, what'd y'all do? You know, went to dinner, did some stuff. You were out till 2 o'clock in the morning. Ha, things got crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'd be like, what you being secretive about it for? Right. Like, and I guess a part of that is a trust factor, because I don't think that there's anything you could do with like the girls or whatever that I would be like, that make me uncomfortable, but that's probably also because I know your friends, you know what I mean? But that, I guess that's the same question I could ask for you. Like, you were saying before, like, if you were saying you would trust me out of town with Jay and Ant, because we had talked about doing another tour with some other comedians, mm-hmm. and you were like, I don't know if I would want you to go on tour with those guys, but I trust you with Jay and Ant because I know they respect marriage and they wouldn't let you do me crazy. Right. But those other guys, I don't know that you would do something crazy, but I just don't trust them.
Hold on, time out. Who is this Jonathan person that keeps doing this?
I don't know
what the point of that is.
I don't know.
The Black ministry is strong here too.
Jay says the lady wants private time and it sounds like she doesn't get enough of that, so she keeps it secret.
But I still feel like you can have that conversation with your husband that says, this is how I'm feeling.
Right.
I'm losing myself. I don't get enough private time. I need some me time. I need to be alone. I need to just like reconnect with Melissa, not Melissa the wife, not Melissa the spouse, not Melissa the mother. I need to just, you know, and I think that's a conversation that, and then you can go out and do that. I think the secrecy of doing that is, what'd they say? Who is that Jonathan person? Is that if he doesn't know, you could be doing things you ain't got no business doing, and he doesn't know.
Right.
So that's where it gets...
I think that's a...
I agree, Lisa, but maybe he doesn't know how to... I think maybe give her a tip. Oh, okay. Thank you, Jason. I think that is the tip, to have that conversation.
Yeah.
To have that conversation with your spouse. Because again, I do think that women, we sacrifice and give so much. I mean, again, just going back to, you know, when I was going through my whole deal and I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was like, I want to work out and kept coming with this membership and I thought I wanted to do that. And then I wanted to like, I just went through like all these different things. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. So I think that women, you have to I think it is important to have that conversation with your husband, because I do think our men are willing to be very, like, they're supportive. I do think that men want to be supportive. They want to see their women happy. So you have to be open and honest and have that conversation first, and then say, every other Thursday, I want to go out. I need you to take the kids.
Listen, every time you look at the comments, you lose your
computer channel. Because I'm about to block him.
He might just not have good emojis.
No. Done. So, yeah. The village is on to you, Jonathan. This is respectful. Thank you. It was distracting me because I was like, why would he keep doing that? I thought I blocked you. Okay. So, anyway. I already did it. So, yeah, I think that's, yeah, the black ministry is in full, because it's distracting.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I know, I'm just saying, we blocked you. You're just like.
Okay.
Did you just roll your eyes at me?
Yes. So the point is that you need to have the conversation with your spouse and say that, you know, I need to, because really it makes you a better you. Once I, like, reconnected with me and decided this is what I want to do, and I've gone through my campaigns that I've previously talked about.
Right.
My Get Sexy campaign, my, you know, Get Back to Me campaign, all these campaigns that I did, I feel so much better in this skin at who I am today at 30-ish years old than I did when I was, you know, 21, 22, 23. I feel so much better because I really have a grasp on who I am.
Right. I think one thing that you touched on that I think is worth hitting again is if you let that person know, because then, like, okay, so say you have these feelings of, like, I'm losing myself. Mm-hmm. And if I don't know, then there's things that I could be doing to you that's further, like, making that more and more difficult. Right. Like, when we were going through that stuff where I was doing all the stand-up comedy, if you don't tell me, I'm like, oh, I'm doing 8 shows a week because as a man, I'm just trying to make money and blah, blah. I don't realize it's bothering you. But if you're like, hey, you know, this comedy thing's making me a little insecure, because then I was like, okay, no problem. I'll come straight home because I used to stay for the whole show.
Someone has a question. Oh, I missed it.
How do you and Kevin respect each other's space? Give examples. Okay, I'm gonna write the questions down and we're gonna answer it. We'll answer them later.
Okay. So I think that's the important part. Thank you, Jason, for clarifying that, because I do think that you have to going back to the original question. How do you maintain your me in the whole we thing? I do think that's so important that you don't get so caught up and the we that you forget who you are as a person, because you'll lose yourself and you don't want to do that. You really don't want to do that. I'm not here, you know, we've branded me as Miss Kev on stage, but I don't do stand up. I'm not funny and I'm not interested. When Kev goes on stage, his favorite thing to do is embarrass me and try to get me on the stage. And I go on there, but I'll be on there just like a sitting duck because I'm not that person. And I am so totally 100% okay with not being that person.
And you know what? I have to interrupt you because I feel like that can happen with me as a stand-up. But that also, we're both military kids. That also happens a lot in military households where you become like the sergeant's wife and you're second to the army. Or if you're in corporate America, your husband's really, or whatever. It happens even when the wife is in the army and the husband is like, it's not just in a comedian's marriage, or it can happen in ministry. You're the pastor's wife or the doctor's wife or, you know, whatever. So I think it's important to not only become the person's wife or to just become the role.
On stage, will you ever do a teaching on the campaigns for women? Yes, I did. Episode 11 of the podcast.
Yeah.
I should do it again here.
You should.
Okay. But listen to episode 11 on the podcast. It's on SoundCloud and on iTunes. The Love Hour, and I went through my whole spiel. But I'll do it again.
Yeah, so the point that I was making is there's a lot of ways you can get lost in a marriage. And it is about turning two into one, but I don't think that means that everything is one. What I mean by that is, like, I'm absorbing Melissa into my one. Mm-hmm. Like, the one needs to be split.
Right.
It needs to become one, but not like, oh, this is now Kevin.
You're right.
And Melissa, especially because you take my last name. Like, now we do everything I like. We go where I like. We watch the movies I like. and all your stuff gets lost. Like, the two-in-one needs to be a unified thing. And that means we do some stuff that you like. That may not be my favorite thing to do in the world, but out of respect for you and love for you, I want you to be happy as well. So we're going to do that. Because sometimes it's simple as, like, I'm tired and I don't want to go out. You're like, well, I don't want to stay in. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like, okay, so what can we do, you know, to make sure we're both I'm happy. So I think that's what the one becomes. It's not one person absorbing the other.
Right.
And one person
The absorb is really, really, truly a good word. Because when you absorb something, there's nothing left of what was.
Right.
And that's where you lose yourself. If my only identity is as Miss Kev on stage, I lose Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've taken on this persona of being tied to him. And we, while we are one, let's not get that twisted. I am not Kevin. And
right.
It's important. Like, what I like, I like. And what he likes, he likes. And they don't always have to be the same because I am an individual person.
Right, right. I want to make sure we do.
I know. And I hope we're making this clear because I don't want the idea to come across that we're not one. Because you are one.
Yeah.
But you're an individual as well.
Yeah. Here's another part of the question that we haven't touched on at all. Does a person have to make their life an open book just because they're married?
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I think so too. Like, I don't know why. Okay, here's what I'll say. If you're in a happy and healthy marriage where everything is on the up and up, I don't see why you would have to have a part of your life not an open book.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I want to go, like, I like watching movies in the movie theater. And I like different types of movies than Liz likes. We share some, like, action and comedy. But I like Lord of the Rings type movies. Mm-hmm. Like, fantasy, things like that. Which Liz is not really that fond of. So, I don't see, like, and if she doesn't want to see that movie, and I don't want to see it on the TV, I want to see it in the theater, I don't see why I can't say, hey, Liz, Lord of the Rings 7, The Life and Times of Hogmajog is out. Because me and Ed used to go see those.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Anna are finna go watch it. And she'd be like, cool. Like, that's not something she wants to do.
Right.
She totally understands that. I shouldn't have to be like, you think I'm at work and I left work early to go see Lord of the Rings. And then you like call me at work and you weren't here. Oh, I was just watching Lord of the Rings. What? Because here's what I fear could happen. If you get found out, then they're going to be like, what? Why didn't you just tell me?
Right.
Because it was on the movie about.
I know which movie you're talking about. Gosh. It was the.
The movie with Paul Rudd and the guy's wife, Judd Apatow's wife.
I know.
Oh, what is that movie, you guys?
But hold on, Kev, because I'm listening to this book on Audible.com right now, and he's talking about making love deposits. And one of the things he actually says is really important is making your spouse your number one or your favorite recreational partner.
Right.
So while in this example, I do think that's okay. You have to be careful about doing too many recreational things without Hall Pass. Is it Hall Pass?
It's not Hall Pass.
It's not?
This is 40. This is 40.
Oh.
This is 40. He was like, I just want to go to the movies. Why don't you tell me? Because you wouldn't, you wouldn't understand that I just want to go hear this band play. It was Rush. They wanted to see Rush.
Oh. Okay.
It was This is 40. Yeah.
No, not I Love You, Man. They have so many movies.
It's This is 40. Right? It's This is 40. Go ahead.
I feel like I didn't see that.
You're reading that book.
You're reading that book, and you were talking about making your spouse your favorite recreational partner, I can't remember where I was going there, but that was the point. Doing too many recreational activities outside of your spouse.
And potentially with the person of the opposite sex.
Potentially the person of the opposite sex, because doing those activities together, if it's important to the other spouse, you're making love deposits into them, and you don't want to deplete that because you're going out and doing it with someone else. And by doing it with someone else, especially if someone of the opposite sex, they're now making the love deposit. They were saying that's a slippery slope where you could potentially end up falling in love with that person because of the love deposits that they're making. That was a whole lot. I hope you understood what I was trying to say.
Because you're associating you're associating those things that you like now with that person,
right?
As well,
right?
So does that mean in your mind? Does that mean like if I like hiking and you hate the outdoors, that you should come and do it with me to prevent me from doing it with somebody of the opposite sex? Do you think
that
it means that much?
That we should find recreational. In the book, they were talking about finding recreational activities that you can enjoy together.
Right.
And do those. But if there's something that you're really passionate about, then I can sacrifice in order to do that with you.
Right.
To deposit love you know, to make love deposits into your love bank.
Like, yeah, like the Kevin Hart show.
The person that wrote this.
You wanted to go to Kevin Hart Live, and I was like,
yeah, I don't know why you don't want
to go. I don't know why either. And then I felt dumb because it was an amazing time. Or Napa. I don't think I would have chose Napa
as a
place to go.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like very active vacations. I like going to New York and seeing the sights. Napa Valley was a very relaxing vacation.
Yeah,
but cool. Melissa was really into that. So we did like the tours and stuff. And that's, you know, that's what you do when you're married. Because then when we go to New Orleans, I want to go on an alligator tour. And she comes.
Get your hand to your mouth.
And touch an alligator in its natural habitat. And I want you to understand why that's important to me.
Okay, did we answer all the questions? Do you want to take a few questions?
Well, here's one. Somebody asked this earlier in the broadcast that I saved. And it says, do you have to share friends if you're married?
What is your answer? Why do you always ask me first?
I just was reading it. I'll be honest. I'd be uncomfortable if you had a male friend that you spent time with that wasn't me, especially if I didn't know him.
I was going to say that I think you should share friends of the opposite sex. What if I have a girlfriend?
Yeah, a girlfriend, like if you and D hang out or you and some coworkers hang out, that's cool. But if you and three coworkers hang out and there's a guy there that I don't know about, I'd be like, what's up with your boy?
So how do you feel when I hang out with Sandra and
JP?
Yeah.
Honestly, it doesn't really bother me because he's married.
Yes.
And I know that I've met them also. Mm. And also, that probably helps a lot. One is he's married, and the other one is that I've met them. So, because I also go to lunch with people at work, but I never go to lunch at work with just a female person unless it's like a business lunch. You know what I mean? But I would just be like, hey, you want to grab lunch? Like, I'll go with Doughboy all the time. And I'll go with Doughboy and a girl or, you know, three other people, but I'll never just go with a female from work that's not related to work.
Got it.
So since I've met him and since I know I've met her, I don't be tripping. And but if it was just you and him, I still, even though I met him and he's been married and he is married,
okay,
I wouldn't be comfortable with
if it was. I don't go to lunch with you like that.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Come on stage. Your first lady as a girl. Yes. She's in here.
Erica's in here.
We are going to church.
Erica's in here.
I don't know. That's what they said. I missed it.
We're going, First Lady. We only live like 10, 15 minutes from the church. Erica, where? She is in here.
How do you know?
The church. She said yes.
Oh, no. Somebody said hi to her.
No, I just saw Erica.
I missed it.
First Lady, we're going to be there. We're on a little late today because the boys were broadcasting. But we're going to be in church.
Oh, I see. So you should have praised the Lord.
Yeah, we're going to be there. We're dressed. We did everything and everything.
I know.
Y'all going to be at church. Y'all talking about all that love, but where does God fit in? We absolutely will be at church. Yeah, we'll be at church.
Yes.
Yeah, praise team going to be, I guarantee you, we'll be at church and praise team still going to be singing. We sneak right in. Cali Worship, North Hollywood, California. We going to be there. Right over there off of Echo. I felt like I was in a game. Yeah, we going to be at church. The boys are talking about children's church. The boys remember from last week's children's church, you were not a mistake. Zeze was in here preaching.
Yeah, he was.
We ain't busted because we're going to church. Like, if we weren't going to church, I'd be like, ah, blocker. But no, we're going. So back to our topic. Now I feel nervous. I got hot. Like I will be there. Y'all will be there.
I'm already dressed. I promise.
Yeah, we share. We somebody said Kev got checked because he's stuttering. We do share the majority of our friends, but I feel like our relationship is different because we've been together since we were 16.
Right.
So a lot of the friends that we have in our life, we went to high school with, you know, like Keita, Maddie, and Melissa's sisters, you know, those are all our high school friends. And then they get married and our husbands become our friends. Our Mel got married. Greg's our friend. But there's nobody really outside of our coworkers that we don't share with friends. So I don't know. I think if a part of this is also a trust thing. Like if you trust your spouse, it's easier for them to not share friends. But if you don't trust them, it can be really difficult. Like, you know, if I didn't trust you, I'd be like, who's that? Who's this? Who's that? Why you went to lunch with him? You were at Sugarfish? What was that? Well, I like Sugarfish. You know, it can be very difficult. And here's another question. How do you respect each other's space? That was in the broadcast.
How do you respect each other? How do you respect each other's space?
I don't know. I feel like I just let you. I know there's something that you enjoy doing that don't have nothing to do with me. Like getting your hair done, nails done.
You don't want to be there anyway.
I don't. But even when you went to Girls Night Out, you haven't done it that much in California. But in Washington, you went to Girls Night Out. And that was cool with me. Like, I understand that.
He ain't telling the truth.
Yeah, I didn't mind about Girls Night Out.
You throw a temper tantrum.
You just be gone forever. I don't see why you have to be gone at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I don't be gone till 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't want... Okay. I like Lissa to be by my side as much as possible. But I don't be mad. Like, you went to Chicago and visited Shari and Sharice. I didn't
After you threw a temper tantrum. Are Shari and Sharice in here?
No, they ain't in here.
After you threw a temper tantrum?
Yeah. So do you feel like I don't respect your space enough?
You get there. Next question.
I am clingy. I am clingy. It's probably gotten worse since we moved to California. It was hard for me to let you go on vacation by yourself, and I go out of town every week. All the time. Like, bye, Liz. She's like, I want to go out of town.
Okay, a few more questions.
Okay, a couple more questions. Then we got to go to church. Kev just loves hard. Yes, yes, I do. Go ahead and ask again. We've got a couple more questions, then we got to get ready to go to church.
I'm out. I felt like I got stuck.
How much of your marriage should you keep private from your family and friends? That's a good question.
That is a good question. I feel like, I mean, unless they're like knocking you upside your head, you know, being, you know, physically abusive, I would gather to say do a portion of it.
Yeah. Here's the problem. We want to vent to our family members and we vent. I tell Jay or my mom. Say I tell my mom, right? Because I'm a mama's boy, so to speak. So, say I tell my mom, Liz did this and she didn't do this and blah, blah, blah. And then now my mom's thinking about that. And then she has to say when she talks to Melissa, oh, this happened with Liz. Why didn't you do that to my son? And the most important thing is once we rectify, your family's all
your
still thinking
still
about
mad,
that.
Your sister's still mad. Your brother's still, like, everybody's still mad and looking at your spouse with a side eye because they remember what they did last week. And you're so in love again that you've done forgave them and moved on and that's your boo again.
Right.
So, yeah, I definitely think, if not all of it, a great majority of it should be kept, especially from family members, your mama, you know, because mamas, they really just want to protect you, and they will definitely be looking at your spouse super sideways. Meanwhile, you trying to rectify,
right.
You know, you back in love again, and that's my boo.
No, that didn't happen to us. That didn't happen to us, but that has happened to a lot of our friends.
Yeah.
Your parents, your family can help definitely ruin your marriage. It can help save it, but it can definitely, like, ruin. Somebody said don't tell them anything. Somebody asked, do you vent to your girlfriends about your spouse?
I do not.
You know, sisters?
On the phones, and somebody likes to read text messages.
I knew, but I was wondering why I hadn't seen nothing in a minute.
But actually, I really don't though. I really don't.
I don't vent to no male friends except maybe Jay or Ann. But it's not like Melissa. It's like guy talk. Like, man, Liz was mad at me for this, and I ain't even do nothing, man. You know she be tripping. Yeah, she be tripping. All right, you going home? It's like that stuff. It ain't no like real.
Someone wants to know the name of the book I'm reading. I'm not recommending it just yet, but I will tell you the name of it. It's two of them actually by the same author. I don't really like his voice on Audible, but I like it. It's called Fall in Love, Stay in Love, and it's actually pretty good.
Somebody asked, do you have any connections with your exes?
No.
Also, we've been together for a long time, so we don't have any...
Well, what do you mean connect? Like, talk to on the phone?
Yeah.
No. The answer's no.
No. Nah, I wouldn't... I mean, the only person that I can get difficult is if your ex is, like, your child's father or
yeah,
mother.
Yeah.
But if you don't have no, like, children connection, then I feel like that's just trouble.
Cut it off, yeah.
Quit your job if they still work there.
I love the five. I like the five love languages too. It's a really good book by Gary Chapman, I believe.
Yep, Gary Chapman. All right, we gotta go because we gotta go to church. It's 10:55. Okay, a couple
last
more
questions.
Last couple questions, and we gotta go. And I'm hungry.
I know.
Did you eat? I didn't eat. Oh, we love y'all too.
Thank
we bless
you.
Y'all. Thank y'all. How did y'all make your relationship work as teens?
He wouldn't let me break up with him.
Alyssa tried to break up with me on a couple of occasions.
It wasn't a couple.
No, it was at least two. The time I didn't walk you home?
One.
And then in college. You were like, maybe we should take a break.
Okay.
And that's a couple. On a couple of occasions, Liz was like, we should break up. And I was like, you my girl. Now, I wasn't on some like crazy thing, but I was just like, the second time was bigger because I knew we were going to get married. Had I proposed?
No.
I hadn't proposed yet, but I knew we was going to get married. And I was just like, nah, we ain't taking no break. Here's the reason why, though. Because when you take a break, the one person can do something. The break rules are never equal.
Right.
Like, you take a break and then I do something, like, well, we was on a break, but you did that with her. You went to the movies with this person, blah, blah, blah. And then it just gets weird because you don't have like a pause. I mean, it's not a clear like thing. It's like, well, what can you do on the break? So if we're going to be broken up, then don't worry about what I'm doing.
Right.
And I didn't want that. So I didn't let Lisa break up with me. And that was the last time. Mm-hmm. Trying to get rid of me. And I gave you them good looking children. They're over there playing with cars. I gave them to
someone. Someone asked what your love language is.
Physical touch. And words of affirmation. And Lisa?
I probably should take it again, but I definitely think quality time. At one time it was acts of service. I still think that's on there, but maybe not quite as much.
Absolutely. All right. Thank y'all for tuning in. We got to go to church. Enjoy the rest of your day. Advice on standing for restoration in marriage after infidelity.
I'm going to read a book about that.
Okay.
I haven't found a good one yet, but I actually really want to read a book on that so I can speak to it. Send that question in.
Okay.
If you have any books,
email that question to kevonstage@gmail.com. And we'll see y'all at the appointed time. Oh, I'm starving. Oh, no, I can't turn this off.